Green shoots are back in the Indian startup ecosystem. Nykaa's early investor offloads shares worth $150 million. Swiggy to shut down minis by August. Decoding the center's new motor vehicle aggregator guidelines. Rupees 1 lakh crore RDI scheme sparks industry cheer.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Our top story this evening, well, a rare bit of good news from the startup corridors. It seems like job cuts are cooling off and hiring is heating up. After 2 years of pink slips, cost cutting, layoffs among Indian startups have dropped 67% year on year in the first half of 2025. That's 2,387 people laid off this year, down from 7,175 last year, per data that we've accessed from layoffs.fyi. And get this, only 12 startups trimmed staff compared to 25 last year. Now to the flip side, hiring. It's back, and this time it's intentional. Recruiters report a 35 to 40% rise in hiring in the first half, outpacing earlier estimates. So where's the action? Well, growth stage startups in SaaS, health tech, logistics, climate tech, and IT are leading the charge. And it's not just entry-level hires, but they want mid-level and leadership roles as well. What about salaries? Well, it's not soaring, but it's largely stable. So we're seeing hikes averaging between 6 to 10%, but top tech roles are seeing up to 40% jumps. ESOPs and long-term perks are also back with less fluff and more retention muscle. Also, there's a 20% surge in new startups, especially from tier 2 cities. So more startups, more roles, and more jobs. Over to a big news break this evening from Money Control. We're talking about Nykaa. Now, we understand that the Banga family, one of the early backers of Nykaa, are cashing in. So we hear they're set to offload nearly 2% of their stake. So they hold about roughly 4.5%. Half of that they will be selling through a block deal. So 16 million shares in FSN e-commerce, which is the parent company of Nykaa, will be sold at a 4-5 discount from Tuesday's share price of ₹211. Now, the Banga family, known for the Caravel Group, had invested in Nykaa way back in 2014 when it was valued at just $20 million. 11 years later, it's hovering at $700 million. Now, this family, they've been gradually reducing their stake over the last few years. And this is just the latest round of selling shares in the public markets. But even after this block deal, they will be retaining around 2 to 2.5% in the company. Next up, let's check out what Swiggy's team has been busy with lately. So the quick commerce and food delivery firm has shut down Minis, its storefront product for small businesses and creators. So if you're wondering, you know, what Minis was, well, it allowed sellers to set up commission-free online stores like a plug-and-play website for Instagram-first brands. Launched in late 2022, Minis aimed to tap into social commerce entrepreneurs. Swiggy even integrated it briefly into its main app. But 2 years in, it looks like it's lost visibility and traction. So sellers will have until August to wrap up operations, withdraw payments, and close shops. Now, this move is part of Swiggy's larger strategy, where it is going narrower and deeper on its two main hero categories, which is food delivery and Instamart, which is its quick commerce offering, and basically pulling the plug on anything that doesn't align with core profitability. So, you know, they have shut Swiggy Genie, Insanely Good, and now Minis. They're basically retreating from non-core bets. Moving on, a big update from the center. Now, the Motor Vehicle Aggregator Guidelines 2025 are here, and it's a reset for ride-hailing platforms. So first up, the good news is bike taxis are now legal officially. Non-transport motorcycles like Rapido, Ola, and Uber can now operate if states allow it. The guidelines also mention the drivers will now get 80% of the fare. That's a big win for gig workers. On surge pricing, the guidelines say that it is capped at 2x the base fare and can't fall below 50%. If this is passed, there will be no more roller coaster fares on rainy evenings. There's more. Trip cancellations will cost 10% of the fare, no matter who cancels. So drivers will also face regular checks, police verification, psychological evaluations, and retraining. Passengers now get rupees 5 lakh ride insurance, and drivers are covered too. Rupees 5 lakh health and rupees 10 lakh term life. Apart from this, states can also mandate EV adoption targets and Divyang-friendly vehicles. A centralized portal will now handle licensing and compliance. Well, if you're someone who uses ride-hailing apps regularly, it may just soon come under a whole new rulebook. Our final story this evening is from the deep tech space. The government has greenlighted a rupees 1 lakh crore research, development and innovation scheme, sparking a lot of cheer across India's startup and industry circles. Well, what's the aim? To fund deep tech projects beyond the prototype stage. Think semiconductors, space tech, embedded systems and more. HCL's Ajay Chaudhary called it a way to make India a product nation, while Skyroot's Pavan Chandana said it signals a move from consumer to creator in tech. The fund will operate in two tiers, a special purpose fund to manage the corpus and secondary fund managers to deploy it through concessional loans and even equity for startups. It's flexible, long-term capital, something India's R&D ecosystem has sorely lacked. So if executed right, this could be a game changer that India's innovation economy has been waiting for. That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters for the stories we spoke about today. Now tune in to our podcast between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. on all weekdays. This is Chandra signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.